Harold Miles Gregory, age 29, faces 2 counts of second-degree murder and 1 count of first-degree murder. An Alaska State Trooper affidavit laid out what happened to 30-year-old Sakaar. Someone found Sakaar dead in the house she shared with Gregory, her boyfriend, and notified state troopers on August 9th. The report says that Sakaar had died the night before. Upon arrival, the troopers found a large amount of blood at the scene and Sakaar's body, beaten. Troopers also found an empty whiskey bottle and a full one inside the house. 2 witnesses were at the house the night Sakaar died and saw her lying injured on the ground, bleeding. 1 witness told investigators that he tried to fight Gregory when he saw Sakaar's injuries, but Gregory overpowered him and so he left. The other witness says he tried to help Sakaar off the ground but couldn't. He left the house after becoming upset at seeing Sakaar injured. The court documents say that Sakaar had called her brother around 10 p.m. on the night she died and left a voicemail that recorded an aggressive confrontation between Sakaar and Gregory. The suspect told troopers his version of the events. Gregory says he drank that night until he blacked out and woke up to see the injuries on his girlfriend's face. Gregory says that he, quote, most likely caused them. Gregory also admitted to beating her on at least 5 prior occasions. Troopers arrested him 1.5 months after the alleged murder. The medical examiner determined that Sakaar died from multiple blows around her abdomen and thorax. She also had injuries to her head and spine. Crooked Creek doesn't have any public safety presence. State troopers posted in Aniak are the closest law enforcement, roughly 50 miles down the Kuskokwim River. The date for Harold Miles Gregory's next court hearing is November 27th. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.